ببینید تاجیکستان اصلا بمبای هسته‌ای ندارد، اما از ذخایر اورانیوم خیلی برخوردار است. طور شما میدونید در گذشته تروریست ها بارها برای ساختن بمبای چریکین تلاش کردند و احتمالا حالا نیز از این تلاش ها دست نکشیدند. شما توان تاجیکستان را در حفظ ذخیره های اورانیوم چگونه ارزیابی میکنید؟
And the United States has a long and positive history of working with Tajikistan on national security issues. I'm here in particular this week because I am the United States representative to the governing board of the International Science and Technology Center, of which Tajikistan is a member. The government of Tajikistan is hosting this meeting of the ISTC here in Dushanbe this week. The ISTC is a very important platform for our regional and global cooperation on science, technology, and non-proliferation. Tajikistan has shown very strong leadership in addressing what the United States believes is a very serious threat that affects both of our countries. In 2011, the United States and Tajikistan signed an important agreement called the Counter-Nuclear Smuggling Joint Action Plan. This agreement describes the various steps that both our governments can take together to strengthen Tajikistan's capacity to detect, prevent, and respond to nuclear smuggling and the threat of nuclear weapons. Our governments have also cooperated very closely on improving Tajikistan's ability to strengthen its border security. And this allows us to ensure that smugglers or terrorists are not able to move dangerous material across Tajikistan's borders.
آیا موارد جلوگیری از چنین قاچاق چنین سلاح‌ها و چنین موادها بین هر دو کشور در چارچوب همین قرارداد یا سازشنامه صورت گرفته؟
There have been a number of incidents that I unfortunately cannot describe in public, but our cooperation has been very strong, both in training a very strong border guard force, but also giving good equipment to customs officials to detect dual-use items. I would also add that Tajikistan has taken some very important steps to adopt laws to criminalize the proliferation and smuggling of material, which we believe is an important complement.
تشکر. دولت‌های آسیای میانه سال‌ها پیش تصمیم گرفتند که منطقه باید از نیروی هسته‌ای عاری باشد. اما این سال‌ها البته سال‌های پیش بود و حالا وضعیت دنیا دیگر شده است. این کشورها بعضیشان بایتر و آزادتر شدند. بسیار تحلیلگران میگویند که داشتن بمب اتمی معنای استفاده آن را ندارد و بمب بیشتر به خاطر خوددفاعی ساخته می شود. به نظر شما این موقع کشورهای آسیای مرکزی تا کجا مستحکم یعنی استوار است و آیا کدام از آنها مخصوصا آنهایی که بوی هستند یعنی این کشورها می توانند در آینده از پی ساختن بمب هسته‌ای باشند؟
Tajikistan, like many of its neighbors, including Kazakhstan, have been leaders in the non-proliferation movement. As part of that leadership, Tajikistan has signed on to the non-proliferation treaty, which commits it to not develop nuclear bombs. By also being part of a regional commitment not to develop nuclear bombs, Tajikistan is showing the world the benefits of improved security both globally and in the region.
تشکر. استفاده نیروی هسته‌ای در تولید انرژی تجربه است که کمبود انرژی را حل می‌کند و باعث رشد اقتصادی می‌شود. بنیاد نیروگاه‌های هسته‌ای در منطقه چون آسیای مرکزی آیا امکان دارد؟
The United States and a number of countries believe that nuclear energy is an important ingredient of strong resources, strong energy resources. Like any energy resource, nuclear energy comes with benefits and risks. We believe that those risks can be carefully managed and are pleased that Tajikistan already has such a strong commitment internationally to the responsible use of this nuclear energy. It is a sovereign decision to make, and certainly we would aim to support such a decision by Tajikistan if you decided to make it.
شکر. بسیاری از شنوندگان و همینطور استفاده برندگان سامانه رادیو آزادی در کامنت های سامانه سوال میگذارند که چرا بنیاد بمبای هسته‌ای برای یک کشور ممکن است ولی برای کشورهای دیگر نه. کریتری اصلی دریافت حق ساختن بمب چگونه است؟
The reason why some countries have nuclear weapons and don't is essentially the result of history. The negotiation of the Non-Proliferation Treaty years ago was a recognition that this imbalance posed many risks. The central bargain within the Non-Proliferation Treaty is that those countries who have nuclear weapons, as the United States does, will gradually reduce their stockpile, whereas countries that do not will commit not to develop them, but enjoy the benefits of peaceful civilian nuclear energy. The United States, under President Obama, has made reducing the U.S. nuclear stockpile a centerpiece of our transformation of our own United States security.
البته طول من از اون بود که خوانندگان بیشتر اشاره به ایران میکردن چون همیشه روی ایران تحریمی در رابطه با برنامه هسته‌ای وجود داره و سوال خواننده ها این است که چرا برای یک کشور حق داده میشه برای کشور دیگر نه چرا برای ایران اینقدر تحریم زیاد است.
The international community has serious concerns about the Iran's nuclear program. Most recently in Almaty, the so-called P5 plus one countries made a proposal to engage Iran on its nuclear program, and we await serious engagement from Iran on the matter of its nuclear program. We are concerned that this program could create further instability both in the region and in the world, which is why we believe diplomatic engagement, serious diplomatic engagement, is the only path forward on this matter. There has been, as you know, a recent election in Iran, but it is too soon to know if there will be a new approach to the matter of Iran's nuclear program. But the U.S. stands ready to discuss this matter with Iran at the right time.
طور شما آگاه هستید در طول سالهای شوروی اتحاد شوروی پرتوهای اوران عمدتا به آسیای مرکزی و به خصوص تاجیکستان انتقال داده می شدند. حالا چند پرتوگاه بزرگی اورانیوم در شمال و شرق کشور موجود است که به نظر می رسد خوب نگهداری نمی شوند و باعث مریضی مردم یعنی گرفتاری بیماری های مختلف مردم اطراف این پرتوگاه شدند. این گورها یا پرتوگاه ها به جز ضرر به صحتی مردم باز می توانند ضرر دیگری هم داشته باشند. در این زمینه کمک ایالات متحده آمریکا به تاجیکستان چی خواهد بود؟
So we agree that this is a significant environmental and health burden that Tajikistan has to deal with regardless of the origin. The United States is very concerned about the health and environmental risk that these uranium tailings pose to the people of Tajikistan. We know that our friends in the European Union have taken some steps to help mitigate this problem, and we look forward to working both with you and with your international partners to help address this serious problem.